from KQED.
Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. The Lodge Complex fire continues to burn in Mendocino County, having torched 9,500 acres at last count. Cal Fire has issued evacuations for nearby areas, and Northern California is bracing for more trouble thanks to hot, windy conditions and thunderstorms. The Sacramento Bee reports the UC system is not just accepting more out-of-state and international students to boost the budget, but recruiting them actively. UC has always had students from out-of-state, especially at UC Berkeley and UCLA. But this fall, out-of-state students are expected to make up a fifth of the freshman class. Admissions officers in the article defend the change as a win-win, globally diversifying the student pool while subsidizing seats for California students. State support from the general fund is still about $450 million less than it was before the Great Recession. When families place a loved one in an assisted living facility, there's an expectation that if something goes wrong, there will be consequences. Mistakes will be addressed. Crimes will be prosecuted. That's not always the case in practice. Recent reports in the media detailed stories of abuse and neglect so dramatic they inspired a round of legislative reform in Sacramento not seen in 30 years. But these proposed reforms come too late for people like Stacy Sirianni of San Diego County. About 4 years ago, her experience with assisted living began when she got an awful phone call from Houston, where her father was involved in an auto accident that left him brain damaged.
It was definitely, it was very tough.
Sirianni moved her dad out here and into an assisted living facility so close to her home in Carlsbad she could visit two or three times a day. Just as important, it had a memory care unit, meaning extra supervision and locked doors to block wandering residents.
At that time, I didn't know what citations were. I didn't even know that facilities, you know, I just went off of the marketing lady that takes you on the tour and promises you the world just like they do everybody else.
But a few months later, she got another awful phone call. A staff member from the facility said her father had fallen and cut his chin. That turned out to be an understatement, as the surgeon at the hospital later explained to her.
He's got double mandibular conduit fractures on both sides of his face. We're going to need to go in, obviously, and do surgery and wire his mouth shut.
Sirianni's dad has had to live in a nursing home ever since, fed through a tube. She still doesn't know exactly what happened that night. Every staff member had a different story. The stories changed. There was no apology. She filed a complaint with the California Department of Social Services.
I must have called the state once a week for at least the first 3 months. And I was just always told, well, we're working on it. We're working on it. We're working on it.
About a year after the incident, Sirianni did get an official report in the mail. DSS did send out an investigator who cited the facility and fined the operator the maximum amount allowed by law, $150. By then, Sirianni had hired a lawyer. His investigators uncovered chronic understaffing, poor training, and a known issue with the lock on the door her father passed through. The facility settled.
Civil penalties are set in statute, and most of those statutes haven't changed over time for many, many years.
Pat Leary is Chief Deputy Director for the Department of Social Services, the primary agency responsible for oversight of assisted living facilities. As part of its annual budget proposal this year, the DSS suggested raising the fine, but that requires an act of the state legislature. There is a bill pending now that would do that, and there's another that would require the DSS to investigate within one working day if the complaint alleges abuse or imminent danger, and report back within 10 days. What's less clear is how the agency's 462 inspectors, responsible for far more than assisted living, are going to meet the new standard if it's signed into law.
We issue thousands of citations in any given year. The last year I had data for 2012-13, we issued over 55,000 citations.
But Leary says not all complaints are equal.
Understand that it's a complete range from the most serious and extreme critical issues, such as death and serious bodily injury in a facility, to I couldn't find a parking place in front.
If a DSS investigator uncovers evidence of a possible crime, a spokesman says a referral would be made to the, quote, appropriate law enforcement agency. But social services does not maintain statistics on the number of referrals. The local office of the state attorney general reports they've gotten a few. But in San Diego, the local district attorney's office did not get those referrals. Deputy DA Paul Greenwood would know. He's specialized in prosecuting elder abuse for 18 years. And he says he can't think of a single case brought to his attention by the DSS. Although, he's quick to add, things are changing now. A couple of months ago, he was invited to a stakeholders meeting at the local DSS office.
In their office. First time I've ever been involved in one of those. And at the table was the sheriff's department, paramedics, the police department, attorney general, me, city attorney. I mean, in 18 years, I've never seen this happen before.
Greenwood credits a change of personnel. Others suggest political pressure may have something to do with it. Following a series of articles published last fall by UT San Diego and the California Healthcare Foundation's Center for Health Reporting at USC, Deadly Neglect, as the series was called, detailed 27 deaths in San Diego County assisted living, deaths caused by neglect and abuse.
It didn't surprise me in one hand, but there were some things that were being revealed through these articles that even shocked my conscience, and I was hoping that somebody would take notice. Well, they did.
County supervisors thought the state was doing such a poor job. They gave Greenwood's office $1.3 million in a year to focus on assisted living facilities. It's the only unit of its kind in a California DA's office. Greenwood expects to be swamped with leads shortly. Tomorrow, we'll ask a bigger question. Are the reforms pending in Sacramento enough? Follow along with our coverage online. Look for the link to State of Health at our website, californiareport.org. And that's the California Report for Monday, August 11th, the production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. Stanford Children's Health. Stanford pediatricians and specialists are now close to most Bay Area families' homes. More at stanfordchildrens.org. And the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995.